This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Toddlers whose moms were exposed to higher levels of air pollution tend to score lower on measures of cognition. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more on the CU Boulder research.
Researchers followed healthy Latino mother-child pairs. They used EPA data to measure pregnant mothers' exposure to pollution from traffic, wildfire smoke, and other sources. At age two, children who'd had greater prenatal exposure to airborne pollutants scored lower on cognitive, motor, and language tests. Researchers say exposure to dirty air during critical windows of development can have potentially lasting impacts on children's health. They recommend pregnant people, especially in the second and third trimester, avoid exercising outdoors on high pollution days. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance is holding a series of listening sessions this week. The Colorado Springs nonprofit says it's looking for ideas to keep Colorado a world-class outdoor destination. Meetings will be held at six locations in El Paso, Teller, and Fremont counties through Saturday. Alliance leaders say they plan to use listening sessions to build a regional outdoor recreation and conservation plan, which the group hopes to release by summer of 2024. And speaking of Colorado's great outdoors, the man who is perhaps the state's most iconic nature photographer has donated his life's work to History Colorado. More than 5,000 photos from John Fielder will be digitized and cataloged by the museum. Fielder told the museum that his goal was always to preserve the most beautiful place on earth, Colorado. The photographer, whose work is in the governor's office as well as many other places, is also known for his conservation efforts. An exhibit showcasing Fielder's photographs is set to open in late summer. This is CPR News and KRCC.